life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Serena, welcome back. Thanks
Hello.
For joining us.
Yes, of course.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, we're hanging in there.
Yes, for sure.
But I think you can understand a little bit of what
yes,
I'm talking about.
100%.
It's day 815 for
oh,
you.
Oh, my goodness.
Less than 200 days.
Yes, that's true. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
And even less is your time on campus, which we'll get
yes.
to in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's crazy. So,
it is.
Tell me about fall break. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was really fun. My family ended up going to Amish country, taking a little weekend trip. I think we literally booked the hotel like Wednesday night before fall break. But yeah, it was really fun. I didn't get to like catch up on sleep as much as I was hoping to, which was a little unfortunate. But it was still like a really fun trip. I'm glad it happened. And I was able to like rest in the thought of like, I didn't have cell service for like most of the time that I was
oh,
there.
Wow.
So I was kind of like unplugging in that way, which I was like, I'm honestly kind of loving this. Like, my introvert self's like, yes, I cannot be reached. I am off the grid.
That's perfect. I understand that completely.
Yes.
What did you do in Amish country?
My mom had her whole itinerary of stuff that she wanted to go do. Going to like bakeries, markets, and just other little like sites around there. And honestly, just like driving around because like the countryside is so beautiful. And just like seeing the houses and stuff. I remember we were like pulling in and there was this house with like these three little boys were out in the yard and like their little suspender outfits. And my mom and I were like, oh my gosh, the Amish kids. We were like screeching. And my dad like was like, I almost wrecked the car. I thought something was seriously wrong because you guys were like screeching. And we were like, oh, sorry.
Would you do it again? Would you go back?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're actually talking about going back in the spring. We're like, we'll
oh,
see
wow.
in like a different season too. So.
Yeah, I bet with all the leaves changing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was nice. So we were talking about going on like a small trip like after I graduated to like celebrate graduation. So we're like, oh, maybe we could do this.
Yeah, you but, should.
Yeah,
100%.
For sure.
Graduation is a great time to go on a trip.
Yes, for sure.
Right before you start working.
Yes, LOL.
So you said you were still worried about classes a little bit though.
Mm-hmm.
What is that looking like right now?
It's been a little bit chaotic. Our classes are actually coming to a close kind of because next week, Tuesday is when we start full-time field experience for the rest of the semester and technically the rest of our college career because then the spring will be student teaching full-time. So yeah, yesterday was my last like undergrad class, which was crazy.
Oh my word.
Yeah, which also meant it was my last like chapel for a while too. So I was like, oh my gosh, so many lasts today.
And you're a commuter, which means you're not here on campus.
Yeah.
Typically anyway. So
mm-hmm.
Does this mean like you're not coming back?
For a while, I won't. We'll have a couple of like meetings here and there. And I actually think that we will have like a seminar kind of class thing in the evenings. For us to talk about EdTPA in the spring, which is like our capstone project, basically. So I guess I technically will come back for that. But it'll just be like, go to that one class and then go home. So not nearly as fun.
So is it going to mimic like real life teaching?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Which I guess
for-
is good. Good to prep us in that way. But yeah, it's also bittersweet seeing this chapter of life end. So
yeah, that's an odd thought. Not really coming back to campus and yet you're still a student and essentially doing what you're going to do after you graduate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what college is for.
True, true.
What are you going to miss most about campus?
I don't know. It's just a fun like vibe, I guess. Like college is just, it's a very like unique time of life, I guess. Like, because, like, obviously, like, academics are super difficult, but, like, you're on this campus, like, living with people. Well, I mean, not me personally, but, like, most people, if you're a normal person, you're, like, living with, like, these people that you're really close with, and, like, you just walk down the sidewalk from class to class, and, like, you see a bunch of people that you know, and, like, say hello. You have, like, you know, maybe you have a little chunk of time in the afternoon, you just, like, go have coffee with friends or something like that. Whereas, like, after graduation, it's, like, you work all day, and then it's, like, finding time to see friends, whereas like in college you just like might see your friends any time of the day, which is really nice. So yeah, I guess I'll just miss that.
Sure. I had a professor put it in class one day that this is the only time in our lives where we're going to be surrounded by this amount of people
yeah.
who believe the same thing and are roughly the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So once I heard that, I was like, wow, I really can't take this for granted.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love the C.S. Lewis quote you put in the journal entry. There are far, far better things ahead than anything we leave behind.
Yes, for sure. That's something that I've been like thinking about a lot lately as like, you know, one chapter is ending and another is beginning of like full-time teaching and like stepping into a teaching career eventually. And it is scary, for sure, thinking about, I don't know, just the challenges they'll face. But I'm also trying to remember of like, there will be lots of good things about it too that happen, so.
Does it bring any anxiety out? Or is there a piece that you're ready to go into this field or leave this chapter?
Yeah, it's a lot of mixed emotions, for sure. And even thinking about like going into teaching, and honestly, just thinking about like any career in general, like it, no job will ever be perfect. No career field will ever be perfect. And like teaching does have its things. It has the things that we don't love about it. But there will also be lots of good parts about it too. And so I'm trying to think of like not go to one extreme or the other of this is going to be so terrible. I'm going to be so stressed, or like everything's just going to be perfect and sunshine and butterflies, because it won't. So I'm trying to just have a realistic view of it, I guess.
Okay, tell me about what your professor said in class. I think what you wrote in the journal entry is a fantastic description.
Yes. We were talking about how our field experience, the time that we'll actually be in the classroom, for me, it'll be about 22 days. It varies by like a couple days for like if you're at a different school. So for my school, I'll be there for 22 days, counting like Thanksgiving break and like the weekends. I think it'll be approximately like 6 to 7 like calendar weeks. But yeah, only having like 5-day school week, I'll only be there for a little over 3 weeks. And one of our professors was telling us in class about how Paul was only in Thessalonica for 3 weeks, 3 Sabbaths. And like, look at the impact that he was able to have there. And like, even though it seems like we have all this time in class, because like, it's the rest of the semester, like the number of days really isn't, it's not that much.
Right.
But seeing, you know, if Paul only had 3 weeks there and he made that kind of impact, like who knows what kind of impact like we can make on our students in our short time there. So that's just been like something that I've been thinking about a lot and like trying to keep in front of my mind of like, I'm placed here for a reason. I don't know what that reason is. Who knows what's going to happen? But yeah, just excited for the opportunities that will come my way during this field experience. So
I think it takes a level of trust for you to realize that.
Yeah, for sure.
You're saying, God, use me here, even though I don't know what I'm doing exactly yet or why I'm here, but
yeah, for sure. Honestly, that has been my prayer like my whole time that I've thought about being a teacher. Of like, God, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I know that I don't have all that it takes. I know I will fall short. But like, I just want it to be evident that it's not through my power that I do what I do, that it's through His power. So yeah, hopefully that is evident in what I do.
Oh yeah, you're in the right mindset, 100%. If you have another mindset other than that, then I don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yes.
And something else that actually happened, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, was we had majors assemblies.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the senior, like, method students always, like, lead the elementary ed, like, majors chapel. And so I went up and, like, led a game during it. And I remember, like, when I was in my younger years and thinking, like, the seniors, like, they're so old and, like, they know so much about teaching. And, like, now I'm there and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And so, yeah, I guess that just gave me a different perspective on that. So
do you really have no idea what you're doing, or is that just like you trying to help yourself?
I guess in theory I probably know somewhat of what I'm doing. I feel like our professors have like prepared as well, but then I don't know, I also just get in my head too. I'm like,
sure.
Ah.
What's it like leading a game for your college peers?
Yeah, it was fun. It went a lot faster than I thought it would. We did a game called Best Friend. And we did it with one of our professors. One of our professors, like, came up to the front of the room. And, like, she turned around so, like, her back was to the audience. And everybody would stand up. And we would ask a question that had, like, 2 choices. So, like, dogs or cats, for example. And, like, people would raise their hand for dogs or for cats. And then we asked, like, our professor what she would choose. And then if you said the same answer as her, you would stay standing. But if you said a different answer, then you would sit down. And so then, like, the last person standing that, like, had all the same answers was, like, her best friend. But I asked, I think my second question was summer or winter. And, like, only a small handful of people said winter, but then she said winter. And so I was like, oh, this is going to go a lot faster than I thought it was.
And that shocks me, too, because we live in Ohio, and the winters are, in my opinion, garbage.
Oh, yes. 100% agree.
But she likes it, apparently.
Yeah. So I guess she's in the right spot for it.
Yeah. Good for those who raised their hand on winter. Good,
yeah, for sure.
Good for y'all.
Stand your ground.
Right. Amen to that. Well, Serena, thanks for talking to us and catching up with us. We appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
And we'll check back in 2 weeks. And by that point, you will be in class full time.
Yeah. I think the next time that I come in, I will have taught my unit plan, which is like our big assignment.
Okay.
For the semester, or at least, yeah, I think I will have just taught it, so I'll probably have some updates about that.
Yes, please, let us know.
Yes, for sure.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.